Ben Ishchai daily for Yom Revi'i, Parshas Vayeshev, for Wednesday of Parshas Vayeshev. We have a beautiful Ben Ishchai from the Sefer Aderes Eliyahu. Of course, there are two Aderes Eliyahu, or many Aderes Eliyahu. One is from the Vilna Gaon, and one is from the Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai says in Parshas Vayeshev, the Pasuk says that when Yosef HaTzadik was working in the house of Potiphar, Vayar Adonov, and his master saw Hashem ita, that Hashem was with him. V'chol asher u'oisa, Hashem matzliach b'yodei, and whatever he did, Hashem was matzliach b'yodei, made it successful in his hand. It sounds like made it successful through him. The Ben Ishchai quotes a Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says that what it actually means is that when Yosef HaTzadik would do something, he would make something for his master. If it wasn't that thing that his master wanted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would actually transform the thing that was in his hand. He would change it into the thing that the master had wanted. Matzliach biyadoi. Hashem would make it successful in his hand, meaning that Hashem would transform it in his hand in order to fit the needs of his master. Ask the Ben Ishchai an obvious question. Why did Hashem do such an amazing miracle? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Yosef to be successful and Yosef to be glorious and honored in the eyes of Potiphar, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a much more simple thing that he could have done, so to speak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have simply transformed what Potiphar wanted. Instead of transforming what Yosef had made, which sounds like a major miracle, why didn't Hashem just simply transform what Yosef's master, Potiphar, had wanted? Says the Ben Ishchai like this, it's well known, and we know this by light, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a miracle, if the miracle is being done on behalf of the person it's being done for, so then that person will see the miracle. But if the miracle is not being done on behalf of the person who is being saved, rather it's being done on behalf of Avraham Avinu and saving light, so then light does not get to look at that miracle. He does not get to see it himself. In fact, says the Ben Ishchai, he quotes the Chassam Sefer and others that say that when the Pasuk says, we're going to see how in a couple of days, Hashem li ba'oizeroi v'ani erev esayinoi. What does that mean? Hashem li, Hashem is for me, ba'oizeroi, in my help, v'ani erev esayinoi, and I will see my enemies. So says the Chassam Sefer, and the Ben Ishchai quotes this, that Hashem li ba'oizeroi, when Hashem is saving me, li, because of myself, then v'ani erev esayinoi, then I'll be able to see my enemies. I'll be able to see the terrible things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes my enemies with. But if it's not for me, so then I won't be able to see it. So now explains the Ben Ishchai, it's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu will let you see it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it, must, so to speak, make it that you have to see it. And over here, the miracle was being done for whom? It was being done for Yosef, to make Yosef look good and be elevated in the eyes of Potiphar. And therefore, when the miracle was being done on his behalf, if the miracle was simply that the master changes mind, so then Yosef wouldn't be able to see the miracle. But for Yosef to be able to see the miracle, as the Chassam Sefer says, from this pasuk, Hashem li bo'ezeroi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make it, Hashem matzliach b'yadei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to transform what was actually in the hand of Yosef, and by doing so, he was able to see the miracle himself. And that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose this miracle, the open miracle Yosef would be able to see, and not the closed miracle that was only in the mind of Potiphar. Once we're already looking at the Ben Ishchai and Sefer Aderes Eliyahu, I decided to give three for the price of one. So I'm going to give two beautiful ideas, more pshat-oriented, from Aderes Eliyahu. The Pasuk says that when Eshes Potiphar was trying to attract the attention of Yosef, Atishsa Eshes Adoinov Eseinel, Yosef Atimer Shechva Imi, she said, she raised up her eyes, the wife of his master raised up her eyes towards Yosef, and she said, lie down with me. So says the Ben Ishchai, evil does not go immediately, does not go all the way in one shot. Rather, it goes step by step. And over here, the Pasuk is actually telling us step by step. Why does that say she raised her eyes up to Yosef, and then she said, lie down with me? Why doesn't it just say that she told him to lie down with me? So explains the Ben Ishchai and Sefer Aderes Eliyahu that she did step one. Step one is she was winking at him, she was showing her eyebrows, she was really trying to grab his attention. First she started winking at him. She tried winking, moving her eyebrows, attracting his attention. When she saw that wasn't working, then she had to go to step two. That's what the Ben Ishchai says, that then she said, lie down with me, but it trying, it, the pasuk is telling us that it was a step-by-step process. And there's one more Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai asks another question right after that. The pasuk says that Yosef, when he saw that she was trying to seduce him, vayimoyin, he refused, vayimir elishas adonov heina doini, and he continues that he says to the wife of his master that I can't do this with you because my master has put everything of his in my control, and I would be ungrateful. I'd be a real ingrate to do this. How could Yosef HaTzadik have said this? Yosef HaTzadik, the reason why he wasn't spending time in this terrible way with the wife of Potiphar was because he had a karas hatayif to his master. How could that really be true? So says the Ben Ishchai, not at all. Chas v'shalom. The truth is, vayimoyen, he refused. And the very famous vayimoyen, he refused for the sake of refusing. It's impossible, he would never do this. But he knew that Eishes Potiphar would not even chap. What's wrong with this? What's the problem? Not to do this act, it wouldn't be a problem at all. So therefore, for her, vayimoyen, first he refused, and then for her, he explained, vayimoyen, he done off, hein adoini, etc., that my master has put everything in my hand, it would be uncalled for, it would be uncouth, it would be classless for me to be able to act this way. But it wasn't for him, chas v'shalom. Of course for him, it was because of the terrible avera. But for her, he was explaining to her in order to try to convince her that this is a horrible, disgusting thing to do. Everyone should have bracha v'hatzlocha.